Charles, you have to raise that chair.
Mike.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Mic check. Mic check. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Mic's hot whenever y'all are ready.
Okay. May I have a little more room here? Or maybe if I bring this around. Okay. How about that?
You're gonna have to put your weight on it and pull the lever at the same time to push it down.
I didn't want to get ejected. Okay, go there.
There you go. You're good. You're good. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
Are you expecting a call from 930? Okay. All right. Well, y'all go ahead and go.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, I'm Vicki Newton, and welcome to the Village Celebration. We are very happy to have with us one of Arkansas's favorite sons, Charles Stewart, who is the founder of the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. Every fall in October, Arkansans recognize some of their more well-known and prominent Native sons and daughters. And this fall, 2017, marks the 25th anniversary of the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. So, let's start over. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. Every fall, Arkansas recognizes some of its most prominent Native sons and daughters. This fall, 2017, is the 25th anniversary of this outstanding celebration. Joining us for an interview today is the founder of the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame, a prominent Arkansan himself, Charles Stewart. Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us here.
Congratulations. 25 years.
It's hard to believe that it's been 25 years, but it's been a labor of love, and it seems to just have flown by.
It is the gold standard for celebrations in the state.
Well, thank you.
When it first started, what did you think?
Well, when it first started, it was an idea that I had along with Patricia McCullough, Patricia Goodwin McCullough, and we were forming it as a fundraiser for the Minority Small Business Development Center, which she was the executive director and I was on the board. And so we came up with this idea, and the first year we knew that in order for it to be successful and go on, that we had to hit a home run that very first year. And I think that we did, and we're here 25 years later. So
when you go back to that first year, and it was a home run, the die was cast, mm-hmm. What elements made it a home run?
Well, I think the people that we inducted. That first year, we were able to induct Dr. Maya Angelou, John H. Johnson from Ebony Jet, Johnson Publishing Company, Miss Daisy Bates, Mr. Ernest Green.
Of the Little Rock Nine.
Of the Little Rock Nine, and Miss Lottie Shackelford, who was the first female and the first black female mayor of the city of Little Rock and the longest serving chair of the Democratic National Committee in its history. And then we did a posthumous induction, Dr. Stanley Ish, a medical leader here in Arkansas and the founder of the United Friends Hospital, which was a black hospital here in Arkansas at the time.
That was a home run.
It was a home run.
I mean, and when you say Daisy Bates, John Johnson, Maya Angelou, I don't know that it gets much better than that. And apparently they were willing to attend
and participate, and it was and we got very good support from the Little Rock business community and the Little Rock community in general for this event, a first time event. Didn't have a track record, but we had credibility and they trusted us, and it was a great evening.
What is it about coming home, do you think, that makes people willing to participate?
Well, what is the saying that a prophet in his own land is seldom without honor? And I think they were speaking of Nazareth at the time. I think there is something special about being honored and recognized by your own. And many of these people have all kinds of awards and recognition, but for many of them, this is so very special to come back home and to be recognized in such a wonderful way. And we have really roll out the red carpet for them and make them feel very special, as they should, for the work and the contributions that they've made to humanity.
So take us over the past 25 years, a Reader's Digest version. When did you realize that this had longevity, staying power?
I don't know that we ever thought about it that way. It was like each year we would just try to lay out a great program. And then sometimes we would hit high water marks and people would say, oh, so what are you going to do next? Now, how are you going to top this? And we would not allow that pressure. And we said, well, we're not going to try to top it. Each one has its own character. Each one will have its own unique qualities because of the different people. And so with that being said, each one becomes very special. And every year it became really kind of funny. People would say, yeah, last year was good, but this is the best one you've ever done. And so we'd hear that every year. And so it's gotten us through 25 years of this stuff.
Do you have a favorite, dare I ask?
No, I don't think that I have a favorite, but what I can say is that each one is so inspiring because all of the stories are so unique and so inspiring. I mean, I don't know that anyone that's been inducted has a silver spoon in their mouth or really a copper spoon. Most of these people have had to overcome many challenges in their lives, but in spite of that, and perhaps sometimes because of that, they have been successful in achieving their God-given talent. We often speak of seeds of genius that God plants into the minds of different people that He creates, and these individuals are examples of what happens when those seeds of genius are nurtured and are able to come to fruition.
So as native Arkansans, and I'm including myself, what is it about a state that is small, southern geographically, mm-hmm. although it may have a little Midwestern mentality, mm-hmm. that produces people who go on and do such great things, so much so that many times Arkansans themselves are unaware of that connection?
Right. I think what we find that many of these people possess is what is now being called grit. And even within academia, they are now starting to measure grit. And students who are trying to enter some of the best colleges and universities in the nation or in the world are now being given credit for grit, mm-hmm. and that's that stick-to-itiveness and that ability to overcome and critically think their way through different situations. And I think they've determined that this is a part of what makes up great leaders, not just genius, not just intellect, but being able to overcome and to hang in there in spite of, I think.
That'll preach.
Yeah.
So 25 years, what are you planning this year?
This year we are not having an induction ceremony per se. We are inviting back all of the people who've been inducted over that 25-year period. And we're just going to have a big celebration. We're going to have this event will be in the Robinson Performance Hall, the new Robinson Performance Hall. And if you've not been there, it's a great opportunity to see one of the, I think it's world-class performance halls in the nation for sure. And so we're bringing back, inviting back many of the performing artists that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, and they will perform along with some of the very best acts that we've had over the past 25 years. And we're putting together a show that will feature comedy, music, dance, inspiration, obviously, and it'll be kind of like the BET Awards or the Kennedy Center Honors. It's going to be an evening of entertainment that will be unlike anything Arkansas will have experienced.
Can you give us a preview of some of the performers?
Well, one of our hosts will be Lunell, the comedian and actress.
I was there the year she was inducted. She's very funny.
Right, yeah. And so she will be a part of the evening along with Lenny Williams.
Lenny Williams.
Because I love you.
I didn't know he was from Arkansas.
You, Lenny Williams. And then we will we'll feature Dr. Hakeem Adebuti, who is doing a special piece of poetry for this event that will be featured in his next book.
Okay.
And so it will have staying power along with we're bringing in the Glory Lands Children's Choir, which has been one of the high water marks for us. And also, if you've been watching The Voice, there's a young man on there, Jacquez Swanigan, and he will be. We had him when he was 8 years old, and Jacquez is now 13 or 14, and he has been high up in the competition on the Voice. And Jacquez is going to come back and perform. So we're going to put together, as I said, just a great evening. Miss Cynthia Scott, a recorded jazz recording artist, we're in conversation with Pharoah Sanders, and we feel very good that we'll get him back here. But it's going to be a great evening.
Let's talk tickets, because it's not too early to start planning what you're going to wear and where you're going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
So are tickets available already?
They are not available as of yet, but our ticket prices will range from $200, but that will be a full package of activities, down to $50. Now, we've never had a $50
That's
ticket.
True.
And if you have ever wanted to experience the Black Hall of Fame, this is the way to do it. And because we have this larger venue, we're able to have a broad range of ticket prices. And so anybody and everybody is able to come and to be a part of this 25th year experience.
How many are you hoping to have? How many does the venue hold?
We expect to fill the hall. The hall will hold 2,100 people. And I have I've stood on that stage, and I've looked out at the audience, and God has shown me that house full.
Amen.
And it will be full.
And you mention God, and we know that you are a spiritual man. So obviously you feel that this is a God-given vision for you and your work.
Yeah, I mean, we're not so naive to think that, because we've seen some of our mess that we've put together turn into just a glorious experience. You know, we do the best that we can do, but then there's something else that takes over, and it's God's power that takes over. And we're inspired, and each meeting that we have is open with prayer, and they say you dance with the one that brung you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we continue that as a very important part of who we are. And what this is about, because it is far beyond anything that we could do on our own. And I think my team, when I was telling them what all we're doing, and they looked at me like I was nuts, but they have caught on to the vision, and so we're working to make it happen. But in addition to the actual show that evening, we are publishing a book. And the book will be a hardback, coffee table sized book that will feature the portraits and the biographies of the people that have been inducted. And it will reference to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. So and they have a lesson plan designed for each one of the entries. So we're hoping also to get this book into every public school across the state of Arkansas as well.
Which dovetails with recent legislation promoting the study of African American history in our schools. How important is it at this time that we shine a spotlight on the accomplishments of the minority communities?
Well, I think it's very critical, particularly now. I think that there's a lot of rift and conflict in the nation right now, and I think that it's important to know that this nation was built almost as you would weave a fabric, you know, just the many different threads that intertwine to make this strong fabric. And so we have to recognize that, and that we have people that are doing things that's literally changing the world, you know. So thus the title of our book, Seeds of Genius, mm-hmm. 25 Years of the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. Who could have imagined that Dr. Samuel Kuntz would come out of the cotton fields of Lexa, Arkansas, and perfect the technique for kidney transplantation, mm-hmm. and then the research that he did in the rejection factor has made all other kinds of organ donations possible today. That's world changing.
Out of the cotton fields of Arkansas.
That's world changing. Out of the cotton fields of Arkansas, and he made his way to Fargo Academy that Dr. Floyd Brown started in outside of Brinkley, and it was those pieces that came together that nurtured that seed, or that Dr. Keith Baker, who actually is doing the foreword for our book, and Dr. Baker is out of Tiller, Arkansas, a suburb of McGee. And Dr. Baker led the Yale team that worked on the Super Collider project that helped to prove the existence of Higgs boson, or the God particle. And the God particle is the force that holds all matter together. And, who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
And he is still very connected to Arkansas, Dr. Baker is, and he, actually works with students from Arkansas, and he will have internships at Yale that he will expose them to in the world of physics and science and that sort of thing. So there's still that connection, and then still that love for Arkansas, and the foreword that he wrote was just magnificent, and I think speaks to that wonderful connection.
These stories fly in the face of several stereotypes,
mm-hmm.
one of those about southern states, rural areas, and the other about the achievements of African Americans. How do you feel knowing that you've had a role in creating a vehicle that mm-hmm. debunks some of these stereotypes?
Well, it's definitely a sort of a source of pride. I love Arkansas and I love history, and so it's exciting to me now to we get calls all the time and nominations from all over of people who are saying, well, did you know that this person is from Arkansas? And so it says that not only are we doing it, but that people around the nation are recognizing that we're doing it and the importance of it. And so they're wanting to get their friends, their loved ones inducted because they feel that they've made that significant a contribution to humanity.
Save the date. It is October.
October the 28th here in Little Rock. It will be Hollywood Comes to Little Rock.
I love it.
We will have the searchlights going and red carpet, and it's going to be a great evening.
Charles Stewart, the founder of the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame, congratulations on your 25th year. We look forward to celebrating with you in October.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And you're listening to The Village Celebration.